it's been in progress for a couple of years, the plans, and then realising them plans. And we've actually moved into the building probably 5 or 6 weeks ago now. So we're all set up to go next season, where all the players from the academy, under nine right through up to under 23, will be housed down at the Barnfield Training Centre, which has been renamed. And we're all really set to go. But so it's been a lot of planning and a lot of teamwork, not just from academy staff, but club-wide planning, really strategically working together to put these plans in place. Because without the facilities, we just simply couldn't get to a Category 2 status.
What about the standard of opposition? Who are you going to be playing now that you're Category 2? Is it better standard of opposition?
Yeah, we've been operating on a Category 3 programme, so we've been playing a lot of local clubs, the likes of Accrington, Rochdale, Bury, or sort of regional. And now going to Category 2, we'll be playing from 16s to 23s. We're playing the likes of Bolton, Huddersfield, Leeds United, Nottingham Forest, Sheffield Wednesday, Sheffield United, the likes of those clubs, you know, real good, historic, well-established clubs. And then on a Sunday morning, from 9s to 15s, also integrating into the Category 1 programme and Category 2 programme. So not only will we be playing the likes of your Bolton and Leeds United, we'll be playing the likes of Man United, City, Everton, Liverpool. The boys at that age from 9 to 15 really will have a very similar experience to what a boy gets at Manchester United or Liverpool or Everton in terms of the games programme. So that's a real, real benefit.
You say that some of the things that are in place now, some of the new facilities down at the Barnfield Centre, are of a Category 1 standard. Do you think ultimately Burnley will move to Category 1 at some stage in the future?
Because the infrastructure is in place, it wouldn't be a massive jump to do that. So the likes of Swansea have done that over the last few years. They went from essentially a Category 3 programme to a Category 2, and then they've jumped up to Category 1. So strategically, we've not sat down and gone, yeah, we're going to go Category 1 in a few years' time. That's not the intention. The intention is to establish ourselves as a good Cat 2 club and try and be the best around and the best that we can be as a Category 2. And then if we do decide to ever move forward and go towards Category 1, it wouldn't be such a massive step.
Ultimately, I suppose fans listening to this, Jonathan, I'm sure you'll appreciate, we'll want to know how many of these players and what are the chances of getting some of these players now into the first team, bearing in mind that Burnley's first team is now playing in the Premier League, where, you know, Sean Dyche could go out and spend, in theory, £15 million on a new signing. So how does it improve your chances of bringing players through into the first team? Because ultimately that has to be the aim, isn't it?
Yeah, and obviously there's no guarantee. The challenge becomes even more difficult once we're in the Premier League. Like you say, we can go out and buy a ready-made player. But the opportunity to go Category 2 helps bridge the gap a little bit easier. We still use the loan system at the top end with the 23s. I think that's essential because 23s football doesn't necessarily equip every player to be prepared for first-team football. Mm. But the standard is higher. But certainly, over a period of time, if our players from a young age are playing good quality opposition, then it's not such a culture shock when they do play.
Yeah, I see your point.
To a higher level.
Now, tell us about Daniel Adjei. Is he one of the players that have come through the academy?
He was signed from Wimbledon at sort of 18 years of age. So he came in a little bit later. He's been part of our 23 programme last season. And then he went out on loan to Coventry. So he got a number of games at Coventry and scored a number of goals and then came back in January and trained with the first team and played some games in the 23s and done really well. So it sort of shows that the system can work, you know, going out there on loan and being exposed to men's football, senior football, and then coming back, then see what progress you've made and being exposed around training with the first team. And He's played some 23 games and then he's had a few cameos off the bench with the first team. So it's been a nice, you know, a nice story.
And is there anybody else, in terms of how long this is going to bear fruit, you know, all this money that's been spent, when are we going to see some other people coming into the youngsters coming into the first team?
Yeah, that's going to be the question now. So we've got it's out there that, you know, we're doing what we're doing, and then straight away people say, when's the, you know, next player? We've had Aidan O'Neill in, so he was product of the old system, Category 3 system. He's only 18, and he's been in the first team, and then he's been out on loan at Oldham. And we've got one or two that are coming up through the youth team and into the 23s next season that we've got, you know, quite high hopes for. The youth team did quite well last year. They performed well, and a lot of the young lads, 16, 17-year-olds, got exposed to under 23 football. So we're hoping that there's one or two on the back of what we've been doing recently. You know, people might start to see whether it's in our first team or they go out on loan or they get a career within football in someone's first team, that, you know, it raises the profile of what we're doing. But it's not an instant success. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. And that's probably, you know, youth development is a long-term thing. You know, you only have to look at your Southamptons and what they've done. That didn't happen overnight. They've had a structure in place for a number of years and, you know, a really good recruitment system, scouting system, and then a really good sort of development programme down there. So it does take time. I think, you know, people have to have a little bit of patience and understand, you know, what we're going through. And, you know, to develop a player, we might not see that the players coming through for a number of years. It might be, our 13, 12-year-olds might be the ones that are, you know, you might see being more productive for the club. So that might take a 5-year cycle, really. But we're hoping, we've still got some players in the system now that I think I've got some high hopes for. It's positive, really.